Good evening. What a beautiful day outside, huh? Could it be summer finally coming? Possibly. Don't say anything lest we ruin it, right? I'm so looking forward to this evening. Just looking through the program tonight, you get flashbacks from some of the music and the ways that it has blessed me over the course of the year. Just so excited to hear again and to be blessed again and to allow my own heart to sing praises to the Lord. I was thinking of Psalm 22:3, "You, O Lord, are holy, yet you are enthroned in the praises of your people." Isn't that something to think about? Some translations say, "You inhabit the praises of your people." And so as we come tonight and we offer up our voice of praise, and keep in mind that praise is not always happy, joyful. Sometimes it has the voice of lament or woe, some of those things. But as we sing it to the Lord, God inhabits that in a way that is really special. And so we come together tonight, God's people, in the presence of the Lord, His presence among us, inhabiting the praises of the people. If you're visiting with us, I can say that there are many, many great things about Christ Church, and you are about to experience one of the great things. And it's not just the skill and the quality which is there, but it's the heart and the breadth of participation, and we are just so blessed. And so we want to offer that back to the Lord and sing praise to Him. Let me pray as we prepare our hearts this evening for what God is going to do. Father, we do indeed come together tonight, and we offer ourselves wholly, sincerely before You. Lord, we are going to be opening our lips this evening and singing praise. We are going to be listening with all of not only our ears, but with the totality of our being as praises are sung and as we are led in that way. We'll be participating with Scripture, all sorts of things this evening. But we know that You inhabit the praises of Your people. And so we pray that above all that we will see and hear tonight, the skill of those that lead, the passion, the heart, it's the presence of our God and our King that we're most desirous of. So truly, Lord, inhabit these praises tonight. May they resound in glory and honor to You. We pray that You would do this for our good, for Your glory, in Jesus' name. Amen. Holy God, we praise Your name. It's Trinity Hymnal 103, and we are going to start off with a beautiful introduction. It's long, but it will be very clear where you are to stand. So if you think that you're supposed to stand and you start to stand, that's probably not it, because it's going to be so clear when you're supposed to stand. Susan will give us a signal, and it'll be there, okay? So just enjoy the introduction and then be ready to stand. Thank you.
Lord, listen to your children praying. Lord, send your spirit in this place. Lord, listen to your children praying. Send us love, send us power, send us grace.
Listen to your children pray. Lord, send your spirit in this place. Lord, listen to your children pray. Send us love, send us power, send us grace. Thank you. I will.
an
out of the ground, there ain't no grave.
Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord counts no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. For when I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long.
Thirsting spirit, spirit, spirit wastes away. I wither in the sun. But as I'm turning, turning, turning toward the night, must lift the silent sky.
Day and night, your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was dried up as by the heat of summer. I acknowledged my sin to you, and I did not cover my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Everyone who is godly offer prayer to you at a time when you may be found. Surely in the rush of great waters they shall not reach him. You are a hiding place for me. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with shouts of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Be not like a horse or a mule without understanding, which must be curbed with bit and bridle, or it will not stay near you. Many are the sorrows of the wicked, but steadfast love surrounds the one who trusts in the Lord. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, O righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart. The word of the Lord.
God, could you just keep me still? This heart I have, it wants to wander. This hole in me needs to be filled. I gave you dirt, you gave me water.
Sing to me, oh.
like you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh yearns for you. In a dry and weary land where there is no
Thank you to everybody. Thank you for the gift that you've given us throughout the year of sharing your music and allowing the Lord to inhabit the praise of his people and bless us all. Especially thank you to Susan, joy to work with as a colleague, and I think you know how well she loves us as a congregation as she seeks to love and serve us in that way. So thank you for that. It's appropriate. Let's end with all praise and glory to our God. Go in peace. Amen.